Now, believe it or not, we're still going to try and have a message, a sermon this morning. Someone asked me, are you still going to give the message? I'm going to try. So I'm going to pray, and then we're going to watch a short video that introduces our sermon series, From Bethlehem to the World, then the Bible reading, and then the message. Let's pray. Thanks, Renato. Father, thank you for this morning and all that we've seen and witnessed and experienced so far. And we pray, Lord, now that we'd be able to change a little bit, to get our hearts ready for this morning's message. Thank you for the Christmas story. Thank you for the angels and the shepherds. And most of all, thank you for the Messiah. And now, Lord, as we watch and we listen, Lord, bless us, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Verse 8 to 20. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God, saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth, peace to those on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. This is the word of the Lord.
Well, good morning, everyone. I'm looking for your pastor. I think I saw him take off. So I thought I'd come and just talk to you for a few moments. I don't know where he's gone to, but my name is Jacob. And as you can tell, I am a real, authentic shepherd, right? I've got the authentic shepherd garb on, and I have my authentic shepherd sandals on. And if you get close enough, you can smell the authentic shepherdness on me. And I'm so thankful to be here. I was just in the back foyer watching the choir, listening to the choir. Amazing, amazing. And I just want to tell you a bit about me, because we have a little bit of time to fill here. I am like a fifth, maybe sixth generation shepherd. So my father, my grandfather, my great-grandfather, down quite a ways have been shepherds. So I've been raised in this for many, many years. Love being a shepherd. It's not for everyone. I know that, but for me, I'm so thankful I can do this. And I'm from a little place, I'm not sure if you've heard of it. It's a little place called Bethlehem. And anybody ever hear about Bethlehem? Well, a few hands. It's just this out-of-the-way place, small place. I would call it insignificant. About, I think last count, 256 people, 61 sheep. So we're just a small community. Kind of close to Jerusalem, but far enough away that all that Jerusalem news and politics, and especially that crazy King Herod, never really touches us. We're just kind of all to ourselves. And that's what it felt like until a couple of weeks ago. I've got to tell you a story. I know you won't believe it, but I have to tell you anyhow. We were out in the fields around Bethlehem, as we are typically in the spring and the fall. And we were out there, a bunch of us, shepherds, got together one night. It was kind of an ordinary night. We are with our sheep, a little chilly out, had a little fire going, and we were kind of all sort of nodding off, a little chatter, a little talking, but almost asleep. And suddenly, I know you won't believe this. Most people I tell don't believe it, but an angel showed up. Now, how many of you have seen an angel before? Well, anyone who tells me they see an angel, I almost don't believe them. Because most people who tell me they've seen an angel, it's almost like ho-hum. You know, like I saw an angel helped me, angel showed up, but now I know all those stories in our sacred scriptures, when people meet angels, they almost are always terrified. Right? That was our experience. The angel shows up, and we're like quaking in our sandals because we're so scared. The angel isn't just like some nice person come to shake our hand. The angel's like a mighty warrior, flashing and lights and glory, and then starts speaking to us. And then a few moments later, not just one angel, but like the whole sky is full of angels, and they're singing and maybe chanting and talking. I don't know, it was all happening, but they were back and forth to each other. Glory to God, peace on earth. Glory to God, peace on earth. And it made me think again about our sacred scriptures, because there's always this interchange between God and humanity, right? The heavens and the earth. Even the way the Ten Commandments are put together, right? Anybody know the Ten Commandments or some of them? Right? How we're supposed to be in relationship to God and how we're supposed to be in relationship to each other. So the angel and the angel choir and the song, and after it was all done, he didn't tell us to do this, but we just bolted to Bethlehem to find this baby, which we found. I was expecting something, you know, incredible, but it was just kind of ordinary scene, family scene, mom and dad and a little baby boy in a manger. I think next week your pastor might talk about the manger, but it's just ordinary, and we just fall on our knees there. We have nothing to bring except just kind of our, oh, it was just like the angel told us. Now, I've been thinking about this because it doesn't happen to me every day, but I was thinking about what the angel said, right? Bethlehem, town of David. Then he mentioned this word that just warmed our hearts. He mentioned the word Messiah, right? For us Jewish people, we're just waiting, longing for the Messiah. Yahweh, send the Messiah. But then the angel said, not just Messiah, but he also mentioned the word Savior and Lord, which are words that we have in our sacred scriptures. But I also know that Caesar Augustus calls himself the Savior of the world. That's one of his titles. And people who like or really like Caesar Augustus, almost like they worship him, they call him Lord. So I'm hoping the angel's not telling us that this Messiah is going to be like Caesar Augustus, because that would be awful. Anyhow, we had some time to think about this visit from the angel, my fellow shepherds and me. There's Samuel and Josiah and others we've been talking about, and these they've been talking about. Why did the angel come to Bethlehem? Now, I'm not the sharpest tool in the shed, but I think that's pretty easy. I mean, Bethlehem is the town of David. And the prophet said he's going to be born in Bethlehem. And Bethlehem is nice and far away from crazy King Herod. So I don't think Herod's going to hear about this. Herod's not going to find out about this. And then I thought about the name Bethlehem. Anybody know what Bethlehem means? house of bread. Or we sometimes even say, because bread is so important to us, house of life. So for me, it makes sense that the Messiah, if that baby was the Messiah, was born in the house of life. Because we believe the Messiah is going to bring life. But the question I've been thinking about, which I think is a tougher question, is why did the angel come to us? Why did the angel come to shepherds? Now, don't get me wrong. Like, I am totally amazed, honored. I feel the privilege. Like, wow, angels talk to us. Angels visited us, shepherds. But I'm wondering why. And that for me is more difficult, and I'm not sure if I have the answer. But I've been thinking about the visit of the angels and the song and the choir and the message and the Messiah. And then I've been, after the angel visit, been doing just my daily work again and spending a lot of time with sheep. Now, I don't know if you know why we raise sheep in Bethlehem. They aren't for pets. Right? We're not selling them for pets, for people. We aren't selling them for the wool or to eat. We raise sheep in Bethlehem to be sacrificed in Jerusalem at the temple. That's what shepherds in Bethlehem did. So I was thinking about, did the angels come to us specifically because of what we do? Is there some sort of connection between their message and the fact that we raise sheep to be sacrificed?